Taiwan Special, episode 3 of the week. I said I was going to talk this week about Gab governance. I'm going to make this one short because I went long yesterday. Gab, I'm calling it Gab governance. Like, Gab.com. Okay, Gab.com is a website. Pardon me, I need a drink of this delicious monster. Gab.com was an open platform. The idea was, it's open, people could share their thoughts on it. Gab.com. All right, that sounds great. I think BitChute's another kind of like this, but I'm talking about Gab.com. Apparently, some nutcase weirdo working all by himself, all his own idea, not in cahoots with the Gab.com leaders, not getting permission or secret agreements or conspiracy with the guys who run Gab.com. Some guy all by himself, fringe, different, other than weird, idiosyncratic nerd, geek, bad person, was going all by himself and was exploiting and usurping and twisting and abusing the good tool of Gab.com, went off, he was anti-Semitic, killed a bunch of people, and GoDaddy, the domain thing, blamed Gab.com. What idiots. Now, you gotta stop terrorists while they're talking to the world, right? You know, this is a problem. Some guy's going off hating Israel. Do you know any religions where there's a lot of hatred towards Israel? Do we defend those religions in public? Anti-Semitism is bad. Are there any religions that we tolerate that have a lot of anti-Semitism? Are there? It's funny. I don't see us really going after religions that are anti-Semitic. I know a lot of Christians love Israel. But then those Christians, there's a lot of attacks on those Christians. I don't know. I see a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to what, you know, are we anti-Semitic or not? Do we love Israel or not? I love Israel. I created the Facebook page Taiwan for Israel. I said long ago, there's a lot of similarities. Some other guy came along. I think he was from the Taiwan Thinking Foundation, the Tsai Ing-wen, Taiwan's current president's office thing. J. Michael Cole. He said, Taiwan's been wrongly compared to Israel. He said that because someone compared Taiwan to Israel, and that was me. Okay, so there it is. Michael's great. I've seen some okay articles from him. I don't always agree on all of his social issues, but anyhow, whatever. But people were talking about Taiwan for Israel. I was the one that brought it up. I love Israel. I want Taiwan to see a lot of similarities. There are a lot of similarities. It's this land flowing with milk and honey. Every year I learn about another fruit on the island. Taiwanese don't know all about their own fruits on the island. They got some of the highest mountains in the world. They actually get snow sometimes in tropical climate. They've got whitewater rapids. They've got beaches. They've got agriculture. They've got cows, not very good ones, but they've got cows. It's all kinds of stuff in Taiwan. Amazing place, just like Israel. Enormous enemies at their doorstep, just like Israel. So I love Israel. But my question is, do other people? You know, Christians love Israel, but the left media says, we love Israel, so attack Christians. Huh? That makes no sense. Attacking Christians is anti-Semitic. And when there's a fringe guy who comes along who goes against everyone else, you don't blame everyone else for the fringe guy. Now, okay, what do we do? What do you do with the fringe guy? What do you do when some dweeb comes along and starts being anti-Semitic and announcing his terrorism? The same thing you do when there's ever a problem. Ignore it, right? That's what people do. When the guy comes along and he starts warning everybody, hey, I'm worried about this. I don't like this. This could be a problem. This is going to blow up in our faces. We got to solve this now, people. Hey, look, you know, we're running out of fuel. We got to land this plane. We only got 2 hours of fuel left. And then 2 hours later, the airplane runs out of fuel and crashes and people die. See, you've got the guy who comes along in the beginning and nobody listens to his warnings. People don't listen. That's the problem. The problem is not that we need to have censorship and going through all everybody's little posts. The thing is we need to pay attention to what's happening and read the warning signs. The warning sign could be some smart, good person telling us problems are coming. The warning sign could be some bad person saying what bad things he's going to do. Both cases, we don't listen. Well, leave me out of it. My slogan is today's news yesterday. I do listen. More than not, I'm the guy, I'm the good guy saying what's going to happen tomorrow, not what I want to happen. This is our problem. Too often, when someone says, this is going to happen tomorrow, everyone thinks that's what he wants to happen tomorrow. Whoa, 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 whoa. Just because I see the train's going to crash in a mile and a half doesn't mean I want it to. And people can't figure that out. The problem is people don't listen to the warnings. The good guy giving the warnings, the bad guy giving the warnings about what he's going to do. People don't listen. That's the problem. Okay, second problem. Secondary to that, probably more practical. The way conservatives want to handle this is not by making Gab.com more expensive to hire a whole bunch of nanny Nazi staff to nanny through everyone's posts to create some big miraculous Jarvis AI. Okay, borrowing from Avengers, but you know, we don't need some big Vicky iRobot AI, you know, nannying everybody's posts, trying to play God and decide who the good and bad guys are and just deleting stuff. That's not what we need. Making gab.com heavier and more expensive. That's not what we need. What we need is community warnings. When there's someone who starts talking like he's going to threaten himself, you don't blame Gab.com. You blame all the people who saw the post and didn't report it. When there's danger, there needs to be a basic report mechanism. Either Gab.com is nice enough to say, report this for potential criminal intent. Like, there needs to be a report button. That's not hard. And if Gab.com doesn't have it, then the people, the users who see the post should call the police and say, I saw something suspicious. And the police should listen. That's another problem. That's all. I've called police and reported stuff and they hung up on me. That happens. So, the issue is we don't need to be nannying everybody. We all need to take responsibility to look after people. And the forums need to be there. Gab.com shouldn't delete the post. The public needs to see it so we know what the problem is. Now, if the police look at it and say, he's using this to organize bad things, turn it off, and it's a police order, a court order, yeah, of course. And that's when that needs to happen. Our community standards. Yeah, our community standards. Our community standards. Community standards allow so much. Our community standards and our platform, those are so badly written. Those are the community standards that say we're pro-Israel and then attack the Christians who are pro-Israel and then uphold other ideas and religions that are anti-Israel, saying that they're pro-Israel. That's what community standards are in social media. Community standards doesn't give you an excuse to take down whatever stuff you want. I don't think it's not helping. It's not helping. We need to all take individual responsibility. That's what this is about. Now, the left would have you say, oh, conservatives, they want bad people to do bad things. But that kind of reminds me about how Sunday morning guys misrepresent other Christians, but that's a whole other topic. Love you. See you in a few weeks. It'll have some pre-play recordings next week for the Taiwan special. See you later.